Pulvies Island. The origin of the name is uncertain. It is interesting to remember the mythological one, the legend of the love between the nymph Agilla, a resident of the lake, and Prince Trasimeno, son of the Etruscan king Tyrrhenian. It is said that both lie on the bottom of the lake and have the most beautiful of the islands of the lake as a pillow, pulvinar. There are other etymological hypotheses such as the origin from the Latin pulvis, dust, with reference to the mist that often surrounds the lake, or from pulves, a medieval shield used by the militias whose shape is somewhat reminiscent, or more simply from polvento, ancient adverbial phrase that indicates a place protected from the wind. The Pulvies Island was frequented by the Etruscans and then inhabited by the Romans, who left some important architectural testimonies such as the Opus Reticulatum visible in front of the church of San Giuliano. In the Middle Ages, the inhabitants declared submission to the powerful municipality of Perugia. During this period, various churches were built and the construction of the defense castle began to protect the village. The Dominican Order and the Benedictine Order of the Olivetans were present on the island. From 1840 to 1973, it became the property of private individuals who used it mainly as a hunting reserve. In September 1973, it was purchased by the province of Perugia, and in 1995 it was declared by the province of Perugia as a scientific didactic park within the Trasimeno Regional Park. It is constantly inhabited by the caretaker. Administratively, it is a fraction of the municipality of Castiglione del Largo. Pulvies Island, located in the southeastern part of Lake Trasimeno, with its 70 hectares, is the largest of the three islands of the lake. The coast is located at 258 meters A.S.L., while the summit reaches 313.4 meters. It is of particular interest from a naturalistic point of view due to the presence, to the southeast, of a vast wetland area with reeds that give shelter to various species of birds and amphibians. Ornamental trees and shrubs are present at the landing meadows, while hedges of rosemary and pomegranate characterize the internal paths of the island. The natural environments host a rich fauna of invertebrates, especially insects. Among the vertebrates there are the fox, the stone marten, the hare, the porcupine, the nutria, the spider mouse, and a great variety of birds that vary a lot according to the migrations. It is however possible to find gulls, cormorants, pheasants, mallards, marsh harriers, peacocks, kingfisher, loons, coots, and herons. In the northern area there are the Luxetta di San Leonardo, a wood of about 11 hectares, mainly composed of tall home oaks, downy oaks, ash trees, alaterne, and an undergrowth where viburnum, laurel, holly, and privet prevail. An extensive olive grove with imposing centuries-old trees from which an excellent organic extra virgin olive oil is obtained. The fish fauna offers different varieties of fish. Among the native species we have tench, chub, rudd, pike, and eel. Among the allochthonous species we find the chub, the silverside, the goby, the largemouth bass, the perch, the bluegill, the crucian carp, the catfish, the bleak, the mullet, the gambusia, the herbivorous carp or amur, and the common carp. The Pulvies Island is also rich from an artistic and cultural point of view. It preserves important historical architectural memories ranging from the ancient Romans to the present day, such as the Church of San Secondo, 12th century, the Monastery of the Olivetan Monks, 15th century, the Church of San Giuliano, 11th century, with opus in front Roman reticulatum, the Defense Castle, 15th century, and the Porcini Pool, named after the well-known Italian landscape architect Pietro Porcini, who oversaw the project at the end of the 1950s, also known as the Garden of Aquatic Plants. We can observe different points of naturalistic interest that blend with the poetry and magic of the sunsets and the view of the lake. The most panoramic places are the Belvedere, located in the highest part of the island, where it is possible to admire breathtaking views and observe suggestive landscape views whose view extends to nearby Tuscany, and the Punta del Maserone, which is located along the shore of the lake at the foot of the Belvedere. Immersing yourself in the evocative environment of colors and scents, we propose a visit to the Pulvies Island by choosing one of the three recommended routes, to be chosen based on the time available and personal taste. The orientation point for each individual excursion is located at the former church of Santa Maria della Circa. Each path is identified by a color: central path with green, periplus path with blue, path of the crosses with red. The central path, through which you cross the entire ridge, that is the highest part of the island, stands out for being historical naturalistic. The periplus path covers the entire perimeter of the island. It is characterized by being entirely naturalistic, except for the final part, which is historical. With the path of the crosses, you move within a path with purely architectural naturalistic features. the routes, through the trails, are all communicating with each other and following the relative signs all lead back to the starting point or to the boarding jetty.